Good morning, good morning.
Morning.
First one's in. Way to go. Thanks again for being here. Thank you very
much. The Harbor Center's John Como joined Sabres owner Kim Pegula to officially open the doors to the new Tim Hortons at 6 this morning. The line began forming just after 5 a.m. Some folks made the trip special, and others, like Larry Ben of Tonawanda, got up a little early to stop on their way to work.
I just thought it'd be something cool to do. I got to go to work anyway, so I thought, why not?
Is this on your way?
Kind of, yeah. I work in Cheektowaga, so it's kind of on the way, yeah. So my wife thinks I'm nuts, but that's all right. So.
What are you ordering?
I don't know. All these people from work want stuff, so I'm definitely getting a large coffee for myself and who knows what else, so.
The Harbor Center location features a wall honoring Tim Hortons' life and another wall which features photos from the old Memorial Auditorium. There are a few special menu items, including three kinds of blue and gold donuts for Sabres fans, of course. And we were told there will be a very special menu item coming in the next month or so at the request of Sabres owner Kim Pegula that will only be featured at the Harbor Center location. Cheryl Hagan, WBFO News.
We're thrilled to open our doors and start a new era for Canal Side, downtown Buffalo, and Harbor Center in particular. So welcome.
The Harbor Center's John Como and Sabres owner Kim Pegula officially opened the doors to the new Tim Hortons at 6 this morning. The anticipation was building as a line began forming outside just after 5. Some folks got up a little early to stop on their way to work here in Buffalo. Others made the trip special from places like West Seneca and even Java Center.
We love Buffalo and we love coffee. That's it.
Just been watching this place online and watching it go up a year and a half ago. It was just a parking lot, and it's just exciting to be here.
You know, it's kind of like one of those things you want to say you were there. I want to say that I was here when this place opened up. Not so much even just the Tim Hortons, but the whole Harbor Center in general. I mean, this is going to change the whole city, I think, and I wanted to be here for it.
The Harbor Center location features a Tim Hortons tribute wall with his life timeline and another wall which features photos from the old Memorial Auditorium. On the menu, there are several blue and gold donuts for Sabres fans, of course, and we were told there will be a very special menu item coming in the next month or so at the request of Sabres owner Kim Pegula, and that will only be featured at the Harbor Center location. Cheryl Hagan, WBFO News.